Okay, next case, 10,125. Jennifer Ellis and Antonio Trammell, north of Route 9, west of Ward Avenue, being Lot 5, Block 2, within Delaware Sand Company Development. The special use exception to place a manufactured home. Gentlemen, you could go ahead and... I went down while you're getting some pictures come down. This is the one, as you well know, that the...
These are the same pictures you had before.
I went down again, and, this time, I'm sorry, I'll take it back. I had Bud go down with me again. But this is where the lady of the driveway goes to the house. The lady lives in there, in town, in Milton, but on one side. I live on the other side nearby, but...
Here's the thing that the bother concerns me is the owner wants them to buy the property.
They never proposed it to him until this night,
you know. You know, I mean... I can appreciate where, and you can apply for a variance without being an owner in most cases. But in this case, I think the owner should have applied.
But he hasn't done that with none of them back there. He was doing this looking for this shouldn't be a record, but he hadn't done it for any of the rest of them back there. They cleaned it up, and the young couple did do it. He wants to do it now because he don't want to have the, I think you're trying to piece the lady that lives here that she wants to rent it with too. But it does the way it did look. And it's right back to the ones that we did in billboards at. For Bob and in that area, they're taking it all out with. She can't deny the guy the right to get to his property because it's her rental. She can make it, she can get a driveway on the other side.
Yeah.
So, I mean, really, she's trying to handicap a young couple that could, that could usually get in there with if you've seen it.
Bud, you weren't here for this one, were you?
No, I wasn't.
Can you shed any light why this is C1? It's under the Delaware Sand Company. Could you shed any light on why this is commercial property and it's titled as Subdivision Delaware Sand Company? And I'm not trying to get off the subject, but...
Why it was set?
It seems strange that...
That it's commercial.
It's commercial property and you got mobile homes in there with it, but that's what's in that area down in that. That was a question.
A borrow pit or something back there, as the name might indicate?
I don't believe so. I just think that that's... They just made that when they... change his own in there to C1. That's the only thing I could tell you.
How about you look into that if you go?
I'll take a look at it. I'm trying to research it for you.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's a question
I'd have
raised
to go
before.
Back
and
into
just straight
to
the game.
It would be good. It'd be a change of zone.
Maybe that doesn't have any bearing on it. I mean, I just...
I don't think it does.
I'm curious.
Jeff, but I do understand why you're asking that question.
Maybe just a little research. I mean, it shouldn't have bearing on the case, but...
I'll see if I can find something out for you.
Is that actually where the noble city?
No, it's the other... Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, well, not right now. I mean, you got to clear all that stuff out first before they can get it. You go back a picture and I'll show you where they tore the stuff out to get it.
There were some issues years ago and things before these things came up. There was this spot zoning, you know, they tried to get this because this is what was happening.
It's what you got here.
In the middle of nowhere, you see a C1.
You get an extra house to see if he's cleaned it up. Yeah. I mean, it's not set made in that area because this was the old trailer ship that they took out and all this trash to get it back in there with. That was a grandma's lot back in there with. And he's cleaned all that out with.
It does look nice back there. Yeah, they would take an area and make it C1 on these people, and people would love it because they get all kinds of money for it.
What's that? This fellow now, he wants to. Yeah, this fellow wants to do it now, though. He's got it, John. That gentleman in particular, he had his own that way back years ago, like that. But now he wants to get these people out because where you're at, you're right there between.
Very, very valuable ground right now.
You're about to. It's between Don Best and it's between there and the vineyards. It's that piece of ground goes in there where. Or Michael just, so now, you know, the guy, yeah, he wants to get them out of there. He wants to sell it because it's commercial there with. But it's all tied up family and...
In the meantime, they've been paying commercial taxes.
Yeah, right. But he didn't know it now, though, because the money wasn't right until now. You know, it's... But there's really no problem with it. He has cleaned it up.
I'm a little bit like John. Why, if he didn't... I mean, how can he let these people do this if he doesn't want them there anyway?
Because you got a chance to sell it all. They're selling all things. Just a little while back, they sold from the orchard, or not maybe from the winery, they're coming this way and that way. And I don't, there's going to be a lot of development in the through that way. Now the guy said, well, I wish I'd sold it to him.
Well, he didn't sell it to him, though.
No, yeah, no, but now he wants to. But
he
since
wants
that,
to, yeah.
No, yeah, but why did he go ahead and let the man put the trailer back there? Or the young couple.
In
the
what, But I guess what I'm saying is, well, he doesn't, you know, what right do these people have to be there if he doesn't want them there?
Well,
I don't think it was so much he didn't want them there. He just
wished that he had sold it to him now.
He just wanted him to buy the property. He's probably got an outrageous price on it.
And he can't afford it. And they said they couldn't.
Very valuable property.
But it wasn't that. But why did he let them put the trailer going and clean all that up for him?
Outrageous for residential.
Yeah. And he let them do all the work, get it cleaned up. They hauled. And now he wants them to buy it. But yeah, he said, but he was in favor of them having it there, but he wished that they would buy it. Because he wanted to check it. He's going to get rent money one way or the other.
Was he in favor?
He was in favor of it. He's going to let them be there, but he would much rather that they buy it. But he wasn't against it.
I guess he wouldn't want to buy a commercial.
But at least he's going to rent them. He's going to get some kind of money out of it. But the young couple has put some time and effort into it.
Well,
better than what it was, I can tell you.
I guess one way to look at it is if we approve it.
But then we're better.
It's cleaner than it was.
It is, guys.
And eventually somebody will come in there and offer enough money and they'll clean it. They'll clear it all.
And let him do it. At least it's affordable housing for somebody that needs it if they're hidden in it. You know, they bought the trailer, you know, they cleaned it up, and now, you know, he's going to rent it to them.
Responsible for changing the belt.
There ain't nothing wrong with it, I can assure you. What he's done looks nice. But.
Okay.
Okay, gentlemen. If there's no further discussion, then we'll.
Stay here till 10:30?
No. Rick told me he'd be out here 9:30. I'm over his limit now.
10,125. Special use.
And they've done it nice.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I don't see where it'll substantially adversely affect the uses of neighboring adjacent properties. Make a motion. We approve case number 10,125.
Okay, second, Mr. Stewart. Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills. And a second by Mr. Workman, that we approve case number 10,125. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved.